December 2, the Kingdom of Glory. Man created for God's glory. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. God created man for his own glory, that after test and trial the human family might become one with the heavenly family. It was God's purpose to repopulate heaven with the human family, if they would show themselves obedient to his every word. Adam was to be tested to see whether he would be obedient as the loyal angels or disobedient. If he stood the test, his instruction to his children would have been only of loyalty. His mind and thoughts would have been as the mind and thoughts of God. God made Adam after his own character, pure and upright. There were no corrupt principles in the first Adam, no corrupt propensities or tendencies to evil. Adam was as faultless as the angels before God's throne. These things are inexplainable, but many things which now we cannot understand will be made plain when we shall see as we are seen and know as we are known. It is recorded of the holy men of old that God was not ashamed to be called their God, Hebrews 11:16. The reason assigned is that instead of coveting earthly possessions or seeking happiness in worldly plans or aspirations, they placed their all upon the altar of God and made disposition of it to build up his kingdom. They lived only for God's glory and declared plainly that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth, seeking a better country, that is, in heavenly. Their conduct proclaimed their faith. God could trust to them his truth and could leave the world to receive from them a knowledge of his will. But how are the professed people of God today maintaining the honor of his name? How could the world infer that they are a peculiar people? What evidence do they give of citizenship in heaven? Puritan plainness and simplicity should mark the dwellings and apparel of all who believe the solemn truths for this time. Our dress, our dwellings, our conversation should testify of our consecration to God. What power would attend those who thus evinced that they have given up all for Christ?